to new era at the Maryland State House. After a four-year hiatus due to what amounted to a death in the family, the Capitol Shoeshine Stand is back in business with a new proprietor and a new attitude. Joel McCord of member station WYPR has the story.
The reopening was such a big deal that House Speaker Michael Bush and Senate President Mike Miller drew a gaggle of reporters when they mounted the twin chair.
Coming back old times, huh? Been here a number of times.
The stand had been sort of a memorial to Jimmy Chambers, who ran it for 50 years. When he died, State House officials kept the stand intact and placed a framed copy of Chambers' obituary on one of the chairs. Then-Delegate Michael Vaughn spotted Donald Dino Wright's shoeshine stand at a Washington hotel last spring and asked him if he was interested in another location.
I just think that when we're here in session, oftentimes we are meticulously dressed, and part of good grooming is having a good shine on your shoes.
As Wright was setting up this week, he referred to his predecessor as the legendary James Chambers.
Never met him, but I've heard an awful lot about him, and I'm honored to succeed his legacy.
Now, Wright is a far cry from what you might think of as the guy at the shoeshine stand. For one thing, he has a liberal arts degree from the State University of New York at Buffalo. And he is immaculately dressed in a pinstripe suit and tie with a coordinated pocket puff.
I've always been on a mission to dispel the stereotypes and the way this particular service has been typecast historically over the years.
As a customer mounts the elevated chair, Wright sheds his jacket and leans into his work.
I'll spray a little water on the saddle soap. Take a dauber, kind of mix up a little soapy solution there, and kind of do that, you know.
And he uses only thin coats of wax before he turns to the brushes. When he's finished, the shoes look as good as if they were new. For Maryland lobbyists and lawmakers alike, it's a relief to hear the pop of the polish rag and the swish of the brushes again. For NPR News, I'm Joel McCord.
And it's a very simple service, but very important.
This is NPR News.